Our next report comes from the second graders in Barnum, and Clark is our reporter this week.
It's really been warming up around here. It was foggy early this morning. There are a lot of birds visiting our feeders. Rylan has solved the woodpecker mystery in the woods near his house. It was a pileated woodpecker. Rylan and his sister also located a queen bee way out in the field behind his house. Mr. Lund observed the arrival of goldfinches and purple finches at his feeders this week. He is happy to report that two pairs of eastern bluebirds have indeed taken up residence in the birdhouses on the edges of his field. He has also been enjoying the sound of ruffed grouse drumming in the woods behind his home. Addie has noticed that the driveway is finally hard again. She has observed many young deer close to the roads looking for food. All the ice on Sturgeon Lake has melted. The sunshine has been tricking her into thinking that it is warmer outside than it actually is. Jackson observed trumpeter swans while at his cabin earlier in the week. He went kayaking with his dad and they observed a beaver and a beaver dam. Nolan observed a worm while he was playing in the dirt. The worm wasn't very active. It was too cold. This is Clark reporting from Mr. Lund's second grade class in Barnum Elementary School, where we are seeking to make sense of our natural surroundings with our senses.
Thank you, Clark. Nice job. I love the pileated woodpecker and bees and bluebirds and grouse drumming and Sturgeon Lake ice out and worms on the ground. Lots of things to keep a child interested. Just got to get outside.